Okay, so we're good with that?
So we've got kind of our own thing with song, offertory, really obvious.
Spiritus mentis.
Simple superna gratia, quae tu creasti pectora.
Veni Sancti Spiritus,
Good morning, everyone. Please be seated. Welcome to St. James on this absolutely beautiful Sunday morning. Today we get to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit into our lives and into the church and into the world around us. It's one of the three high and holy holidays of the church, going with Christmas and Easter. So this is one of the big three, even though in society it's not seen that way. So welcome today for this very special service. I have a couple of announcements before we begin. As it's rolling into summer and the days are getting warmer, we're going to go to one service for June, July, and August, which will be held at 10 o'clock here in the church. It will be very similar to the service that we're doing today with the Book of Alternative Services. If there are anyone who love the Book of Common Prayer, which is the old Elizabethan thee and thou service that we normally do at 8:30, we'll be doing that on Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock. So both services will still be there. The next announcement that I have is a request for volunteers. The government loves to get its hands in everything. And did you know that in order for a church to be a church, you can't actually offer any benefits to your members? If you have a benefit for being a member of a church, then you're actually a club and you can lose your charitable status number. So what that means is that if there is a situation like a funeral, let's say, and the parish wants to offer coffee for members that have been here a long time, but it's a lot of work to do for anyone else, well, then that puts our charitable status number at risk. Thank you, CRA. So what we're hoping to do, and what I think that we as a church, as St. James, can do, is have a hospitality committee. A few volunteers who'd be willing to help set up tables and chairs in the hall for a funeral and to put on coffee for the people that might have a reception afterwards. It would be a very irregular service, fingers crossed. It would be a wonderful opportunity to exercise this ministry together. So if you've got time on a weekday, occasionally here and there, and wouldn't mind putting up some tables, decorating some tablecloths, and putting on a pot of coffee, could you either email the office or let Carolyn Fryer know, and we'll work on setting up these teams. I think those are the two announcements that I have. And with that, would the congregation please stand? Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
May his grace and peace be with you.
May he fill our hearts with joy.
And we say together, Almighty God, to you all our hearts are open,
all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Christ our Lord. Amen.
And let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, who fulfilled the promise of Easter by sending us your Holy Spirit and opening to every race and nation the way of life eternal, keep us in the unity of your Spirit, that every tongue may tell of your glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the Book of Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, the disciples were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans, and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They're filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Send forth your spirit, O Lord, and renew the face of the earth.
Send forth your spirit, O Lord, and renew the face of the earth.
O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Yonder is the great and wide sea, with its things too many to number, creatures both small and great.
Send forth your spirit, O Lord, and renew.
Glory, O Lord, endure forever. May you rejoice in all your works. You look at the earth and it trembles. You touch the mountains and they smoke.
Sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have my being. May these words of mine please you. I will rejoice in the Lord.
be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment, about sin because they do not believe in me, about righteousness because I am going to the Father and you will see me no longer, about judgment because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So, as I said in my introduction to this service, Pentecost is one of the three great holy days of the Church: Christmas, Easter, and Pentecost. And Pentecost often seems to get overlooked. I've seen many attempts to make Pentecost something very special. One parish that I was in, we had everybody try to say the Lord's Prayer in their own language or a native language or a language that they could speak, and have a great cacophony of different languages all trying to proclaim the glory of God. I've heard of people putting candles on little headbands that they run around with so that their light is shining above. That just seems like a safety hazard. But I've seen many ways to try to make Pentecost really special. And it is a really special day. It's a day where we highlight the coming of the Holy Spirit, a coming of the presence of the Comforter, the coming of the essence of God amongst us and around us and through us that speaks to us in a very special way. But this year, I was taken aback by something that I had heard many times, but don't really think I took in. And it was Jesus in our gospel reading saying, "It's better that I go away so that the Spirit can come." For some of you who are huge church nerds, like myself, you'll know that on the Easter Vigil, the evening service before Easter, there's a time where a candle is brought in and lifted up, and a song is sung called the Exultet. And if you use the old translation of the Exultet, in it there's a piece of theology that we don't really ascribe to anymore. What it says is this. It says, "O happy fault, O necessary sin of Adam, that won for us so great a Savior." In a nutshell, what it's saying is, aren't we lucky that Adam and Eve bit that apple and had the fall from grace so that we could have Jesus the Savior? that wasn't part of the original plan. That was God redeeming, and that redeeming of the world has made the world even better than the original plan. Now, you can agree with that theology or not. Lots of books are written on that. But in this, I hear the same sort of message. Jesus saying, isn't it good that I go so that we can have the Holy Spirit? We can have the Spirit amongst us and with us. In our first reading, the reading that everybody hopes they don't get because it has so many names, and even myself, I always confuse whether I say Cretans or Cretans. I know one is wrong and one is okay and one's an insult. You did a perfect job, and I saw Tom give a thumbs up when the right name was given today. So we had a good reading of that one. But there's a sense that the Spirit is amongst everyone, that it reaches out. It's not just for the unique little group, for the group that's in the inn or knows, but it's for everyone. The Spirit enables connection. The Spirit enables communication. The Spirit enables relationship. And it's through the relationships with one another that we begin to see God. We begin to see what God is doing. But the other thing I noticed was that very funny line of the people in the crowds thinking, oh, they're just drunk. And to me, this year, I realized that when the Spirit's moving in us, amongst us, it's so often easy to just write that off as something else. A few weeks ago, I was walking to my office, and along the wall between Rebecca's office and mine, there's a list of people that we pray for. And I just happened to glance out the side of my eye and see a name on it that has been there for a very long time and thought, oh, maybe I should phone them. So I gave them a call, and it turned out that that was absolutely what they needed that day, that moment. Some events had happened in their life that they needed a conversation. They needed somebody to reach out and feel connected with the church again, to feel connected with God, who so often can feel like he's abandoned us. And there was that moment where I just saw that name and thought to call. Now, it would be very easy for me to say, and honestly very tempting, that, oh, I just happened to see that. There was a subliminal message, or there's some rational explanation why I made that call that day. But maybe through the eyes of faith, we can see the Spirit moving in that moment, in that interaction. Each one of us, I'm sure, has had those little nigglings of maybe I should do something, maybe I should say something to this person, maybe this particular person asking for money actually needs it. All of us have these little moments where the Spirit is working in us and inviting us to be participants in the building up of the kingdom of God. And yet so often and so easily, we're able to dismiss that as just a random happenstance, as something that we had been thinking of all along. It's easy to discount the presence of God working in our lives. But through the eyes of faith, we're invited to recognize the Spirit moving in us and through us, just as it has been moving in and through the church for 2,000 years. Today we celebrate Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, where we have access to the Comforter, to the still small voice that guides us in the direction that God would have us go. And we're thankful for it. For Jesus told us that this way, what we're doing now is better than if he was still sitting in the temple somewhere that we could send an email to and ask our questions. The Spirit is amongst us, whispering, inviting us into participation and into relationship, not only with each other, but with God and God's plan for the world around us. This is a beautiful and holy and fragile thing. It's fragile because it's so easy to ignore. It's so easy to write off. We want God to speak to us through earthquake, through wind, through fire. And yet so often, God speaks to us through the still, small voice that echoes in our hearts and in our consciences. Let us give thanks that God speaks to us through this way. because it invites us to participate and grow in holiness in a way that being afraid never would, but being invited into God's kingdom, into God's action, into God's world, to be builders with Him is an incredible thing. This year, as we celebrate Pentecost, let us continue to listen deep within ourselves for the leading of the Spirit. For I promise you that the Spirit is not done with the world around us. The Spirit is not done with you. No matter how old or how young, no matter how educated or uneducated, wealthy or poor, the Spirit is working in your lives, just as it is working in the life of this place. Let us give thanks that God is working in this mysterious way amongst us. And let us celebrate the presence of God with us today and always. Amen. I'd invite the congregation to stand. And let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
I would invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer.
Holy Spirit, come to your church, refresh us in your truth and vision. Give courage to all who call upon your name to testify to your saving love. Pour out your Spirit, O Lord.
We will rejoice in all your works.
Holy Spirit, come to your world. Unite disparate and diverse peoples. Turn our sneering into wonder at your amazing deeds. Pour out your Spirit, O Lord.
We will rejoice in all your works.
Holy Spirit, come to your creation. Renew the face of the earth with your life-giving presence. Cleanse and revive the product of your outpouring love. Pour out your Spirit, O Lord.
We will rejoice in all your works.
Holy Spirit, come to your people. Bring comfort to all in any kind of distress or weakness. Restore us in your mercy. Today we pray especially for Anna, Robert, Catherine, Joan, Helen, Stavros, Eunice, Ashley, Colin, Ray, Brian, Trent, Sylvia, Gavin, Sean, Taylor, Don, and Nancy. Pour out your Spirit, O Lord.
And we will rejoice in all your works.
Holy Spirit, come to your adopted children. Bring to life all who hope in you.
Please stand. After his death and resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to his disciples. He said to them, "My peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you." Let us share Christ's peace with one another. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Giver of life, receive all we offer you this day. Let the Spirit you bestow on your church continue to work in the world through the hearts of all who believe. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give all thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, for the gift of a world full of wonder, and for our life which comes from you. By your power you sustain the universe. You created us to love you with all our heart, and to love each other as ourselves. But we rebel against you by the evil that we do. In Jesus, your Son, you bring healing to our world and gather us into one great family. Therefore, with all who serve you on earth and in heaven, we praise your wonderful name as we sing.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of
thanks and praise, loving Father, because in sending Jesus, your Son, to us you showed us how much you love us. He cares for the poor and the hungry. He suffers with the sick and the rejected. Betrayed and forsaken, he did not strike back, but overcame hatred with love. On the cross he defeated the power of sin and death by raising him from the dead. You show us the power of your love to bring new life to all your people. On the night before he gave up his life for us, Jesus, at supper with his friends, took bread, gave thanks to you, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which is given for you." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, said the blessing, gave it to his friends and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which is shed for you and for many, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in memory of me." Gracious God, with this bread and wine, we celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus, and we offer ourselves to you in him. Send your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts, that we may know the presence of Jesus in the breaking of the bread, and share in the life of the family of your children. Father, you call us to be your servants. Fill us with the courage and love of Jesus, that all the world may gather in joy at the table of your kingdom. We sing your praise, Almighty Father, through Jesus our Lord, in the power of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Now, as our Savior taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Lord, we died with you on the cross.
Now we are raised to new life.
We were buried in your tomb.
Now we share in your resurrection.
Live in us, that we may live in you. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Father, may we who have received this Eucharist live in the unity of your Holy Spirit, that we may show forth his gifts to all the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Amen. Please stand. And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Amen. Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.